Let's talk about puberty today. How to open up a conversation about puberty with your daughter. I feel this particular topic puts every mother in a state of dilemma where she has to put her thinking hats on to come up with something so that she can simplify this concept to her daughter without making her scared. But how to do it? There are a lot of questions that goes on before any mother decides that she wants to hold a conversation about puberty with her daughter. Would I be able to explain it properly? How my daughter will take it? Will she be emotionally disturbed? I don't want her to scare. But there is no way out. We have to talk about it. And that's what we will be discussing in today's episode. Hi, I'm Alpana Dev and you are listening to Mother's Gurukul podcast. Those who are joining me for the first time, I'm an author, a blogger, and a freelance content creator. So, as a child approaches puberty, parents need to talk openly. Parents think, we still have time, we will talk later. But the fact is, they don't have time. They cannot postpone this much needed discussion. And why they should be postponing it? Because they think the time hasn't arrived yet? Or they need time to prepare themselves? Or they are waiting for their kids to come to them and ask? Well, then let me tell you, none of this is going to happen. They will not feel that the time has come until they initiate this talk. They will never feel that they are prepared until they actually start talking about it. And their kids are never going to come to them asking that, hey, can you please tell me about puberty? It's not going to happen. So why to wait? But before we jump into this topic of puberty, I want to talk a little bit about open communication, because open communication is the base of talking to your child about any concept, introducing them to any kind of new information. When they feel that they can talk to you openly, they will not be judged, then that is going to be a two-way communication. Do you know the personality, the age, the mood, and the receptive state of mind plays a big role in open communication? We all need some transition time. It can be applied in any situation, whether it is coming from work and getting in the mood of having family time, or coming back from school and getting into a receptive state to tell all about their day. I remember when my daughter was in kindergarten, when she actually started kindergarten, I told her that she needs to tell me everything what happens at school. Then only I would be able to be a part of her school year, and luckily, I never had issues. She will be celebrating her 11th birthday this year, and till date, she tells me each and everything, and I'm really happy to share an open relationship with her. And that played a very big role when I'd talk to her about puberty. So how can you hold an open communication with your kids? First of all, don't start asking questions right away. They need time. I read somewhere that a human mind needs 45 minutes of transition time. So give them that time. They had a long day at school. Ask open-ended question. Ask simple but open-ended question. Let them talk more instead of you asking more. Get involved in your child's school. This is very important. Why? Because when you know that who your kids' friends are, then you would know that what kind of talks, or sometimes the kids just come home and surprise us with some kind of very unusual behavior. And when you don't have any clues that what's going on in school, you have no ideas about their friend circle. And very important, be their friend and pal. As the kids grows, we need to be their friend. Obviously, we cannot lose our parenting hat, but they should feel comfortable in talking to us. Now, coming back to our today's topic, puberty. No matter how much we say we are prepared, but when it comes to talk about puberty to our kids, we become nervous. Don't say you never gave it a thought or you never found yourself in a question mark that when the time will come, how am I going to talk to my girl about puberty? I'm a mother of a mixed doubles. Yes, I call it that way. I have a daughter and a son. When I used to hear other moms talking about explaining this topic to their kids, I felt the same dilemma. It is not because we don't want to talk about it. Obviously, if we will not, then who else is going to talk to them? But it is because we have to tell them about a somewhat complicated sounding concept in a simple words. We have to decode it in a language they will understand. Now, that is something not very easy. So, how did I explain it to my daughter when I got an invitation letter to attend a girls' talk that was being arranged by the school? Yes, the school has arranged a girls' talk and parents had to sign the permission slip and we were also welcome to attend that. And I'm really very thankful that how this whole thing they have presented in such a beautiful manner that I had to write a letter to the nurse, a thanking letter to the nurse, saying that thank you so much. These girls are really lucky to have this kind of education system where these things are being taught and talked about openly. So in this talk, they were going to talk about monthly cycles, body changes, hormonal changes. And they are going to have the same talks to the boys as well. Suddenly, I realized that the time has come. I was going to talk to her about it in summer vacation, but now when it was going to happen at school, I decided to brief her about it. To my surprise, she was very open. We share an open relationship, as I mentioned earlier, when it comes to discussing various topics. And for this, I would definitely give all the credit to my mom, who used to have open talks with me and my sister. Ever since I talked to my daughter about puberty and menstruation, she feels comfortable talking to me, asking me any of her doubts. And that's what I always wish for, to have trust and openness in our relationship. So, today I will be sharing 5 basic points that can help you in opening a conversation about puberty with your daughter. First point is talk early. Don't wait for her to get her first period to explain her about it. Start beforehand. Prepare her for that. If they are unaware of what is happening, they can be frightened. Don't wait for your child to come to you with questions about his or her changing body. That day may never arrive. Especially if your child doesn't know, it's okay to talk to you about this sensitive topic. Sound natural. Another very important point, be as much natural as you can while talking about it. Never give them a feeling that this is something scary or unusual. The more we sound relaxed to them, the better they will accept it. It would be a great idea to share your own example. I always believe in sharing my personal experience. This puts the child in a comfortable state that they are not the only one going through it. I told my daughter about my first experience when I hit puberty and how my mom talked to me about it. And also that every girl goes through this and every mom has to explain this exactly the way I am explaining it to her. I also assured her that she can ask me as many questions as she wants and I will try my best to answer them. Start with what they know. Ask them what they know about it. Sometimes they know a little bit through their friends. Then you can build your conversation on those lines and extend it. But don't tell everything in one go. Many times we give them too much of information in one go. Don't overfill their brain. Please understand this is a piece of new information to them and it is way more fascinating than they thought. Let them channel one bit at a time. Let them digest the first bit. Let them come up with any questions and then move on to the second bit. When talking to kids about puberty, it is important to be reassuring. Puberty brings about so many changes that it's easy for kids to feel insecure and alone. They also should know that the timing of these changes can vary greatly. Acne, mood changes, growth spurts, hormonal changes. It is all a part of growing up, and everyone goes through it, but not always at the same time. Let your child know that you are available anytime to talk, but it is also important to initiate conversation too. As a parent, it is our job to try to discuss puberty and the feeling associated with those changes as openly as possible. This can be easier if you are confident that you know the subject matter. If you are not entirely comfortable having a conversation about puberty, practice what you want to say first. It may sound a little silly, but it helps. I believe if we let our child know that it may be a little uncomfortable to discuss, but it is important to talk to have, then the process will become pretty smooth. I would definitely like to know what you want to say about this topic. How did you explain about puberty to your daughter? So till then, happy parenting, and I will see you soon with another interesting topic on Mother's Gurukul podcast. Till then, happy parenting. Have a great day. Bye-bye.